We mentioned last night was the season debut of ice surfing, which is kind of a cool way to watch the NHL on a Tuesday night. Jeff Merrick, Jason York, and Steve Dangle. Nattily attired Steve Dangle walking you through a couple of hours on social media, a couple of hours of NHL action, interaction, stats, analysis. I thought it was a lot of fun. And I'm going to give Jason York a lot of credit because it's not often that someone gets to spend that much time with Steve Dangle and not lose their marbles. So I'm going to bring in Jason York, NHL analyst and Sportsnet. You're a much better man than myself, Jason, for doing that. I mean, Merrick's fine. Merrick's the best man. Dangle, you're a much better man than me.
We've got Dangle stationed at, and we've hashtagged it, the Dangle Desk. So he's over there. He's got his own area, so he can't hurt anybody over there. But in all seriousness, Steve was great last night. I thought he was he's a big plus to that show, and it was a lot of fun. And Jeff's like a human encyclopedia as far as NHL goes. So, and we got Stan, the stats man, who you want to know anything about any stat, Stan's got it for you. So it was a lot of fun, and I think the Twitter show is only going to get better and better.
I thought it was great. I mean, Dangle needs to be a little more irreverent and bring a little more energy, but other than that, I thought it was good. No, it was a lot of fun. Congratulations. I said I followed along, and I thought a good time was had by all. And as I said, it's a great way to watch. I mean, it's just a great way to balance off what you're watching on TV. You know, it really is.
Yeah, it's a cool idea, and especially for hockey fans that want to see everything, and it's and everyone's got short attention spans these days. So you come in quick, and then you move on to the next exciting thing, and we try and capture a lot of the key stuff that's going on in an average NHL night. So, like I said, I think this show has a lot of legs, and I think it's just going to continue to grow and get better.
Speaking of short attention spans, like I don't want to sit here and you know say that I've overlooked Morgan Riley. But you know, look, there's been so much dialogue, so much discussion around the Leafs at the start of this season. You know, and there's been this idea, Morgan Riley, boy, he seems to be getting a lot of points. He seems to be playing pretty well. And then you look at the scoring race this morning and you go, holy cow, Morgan Riley really is getting a lot of points and really is playing well. Jason, you played this game. You were pretty good defensively. Can you explain to me what you see when you watch Morgan Riley play?
Just a guy that doesn't overcomplicate things. He gets the puck. He moves it at the right time. He's a great skater, and he could probably – you see some guys, they try and push it sometimes, and they try and take something that isn't there. When I watch Riley right now, he takes what the game gives him, and he doesn't try and do too much. And it's, hey, listen, it's never a bad play on the power play to give the puck to Tavares or Marner or Austin Matthews. But some guys try and do too much, and he doesn't. And that's what I've really noticed in his game. And that comes from maturity. That comes from just experience. And you see that with defensemen. It takes a while. It really does to get used to the league, to get a handle on playing against the other team's top player, because he does that as well. And I think that's another thing that goes unlooked at his game. Like, he plays some pretty tough minutes. It's not just all offense for Morgan Riley. So I think you're just seeing the evolution of a defenseman coming into his own. And I read Berkey's comments on him saying that they had him tabbed as number one overall. And that says something, but I'm not surprised. And I'll tell you, the happiest guy in the world right now about Morgan Riley is my son. He picked him in his hockey pool. So he's laughing right now. He goes, Dad, he got another point. So now he's just, you know what? He's a good character kid, plays the game hard the right way. And now you're just seeing him start to get some points. And like I said, it doesn't hurt being on that power play with those guys either.
Hey, Jason, when you have a team that has a lot of offensive weapons up front, and I mean, you played in a team like that and with the Ottawa Senators, you guys had a lot of talent, a lot of creative talent. What does the defenseman have to do to not get in the way, I guess, in that situation? You know, cause I mean, look, it's a game of flow, and you know, a lot of stuff develops, and you can coach I mean, you can coach till the cows come home, but once the puck's in the ice, I mean, it's a random game, and it's a game of flow. And what are the demands in a defenseman when you're on the ice with a really, you know, really elite, really skilled forward, let alone a really skilled forward line? What are the demands in the defenseman?
Well, really skilled forwards love it when the defensemen move the puck on time and on their stick. That's probably number one. When you're playing with like forwards like the Toronto Maple Leafs have right now, you get the puck and you get it up to them as quick as possible. You don't try and lead the rush. You come as a secondary attacker. And that's probably the biggest thing for Morgan Rielly. And that's what he's doing right now. He's getting it. He's moving it on time. He's a great passer. He can support the rush because he's such a great skater as well. So it's hockey's not complicated. And I love analytics. I love the new fancy stats. But the bottom line is hockey is not that complicated of a game. You get on the ice, and if you just make the right play. And for a defenseman, your first look is usually your best look. And you see that forward, you give it to him, and you get up ice. And that's what Rielly does. He's not playing fancy right now. He's getting points because he's playing the right way, and he's surrounded by elite-level talent.
Is it hard to do that when, you if you're a highly drafted defenseman, you were probably the best or second best player in your junior team. And you quite frankly may not have been passing the puck to a guy better than you in a lot of instances, right? So how hard is it to, when you come to the NHL and you hear that, and I'm sure the coaches have told Morgan Rielly that, but do you almost have to coach that out of somebody? Or is it something, Jason, that it just happens with more repetitions, more time on the ice, more time under pressure on the ice?
Well, for different circumstances for different players. And I'll give you an example. Myself, my last year junior, I had 93 points as a defenseman. But I was drafted to the Detroit Red Wings. And when I got to training camp, there was a young Nicholas Lidstrom. There was Paul Coffey. There was Vladimir Konstantinov. So as a player, I figured out in a hurry that I'm not going to be an offensive guy here. Mm-hmm. I had to go pay my dues in the minors for a few years, and I put some good numbers up there. But it's all on circumstance. And for a guy like Rielly, he's a high pick. I believe he was fifth overall. So there's a lot more expected out of a guy like Morgan Rielly. But it's just players have hockey sense that enables them to play the game. But you also have to have a sense of what type of team you are, who's in front of you on the depth chart, and what's expected of you as a player. And I think for the first few years for Rielly in the league, he was more of probably, I would say, a defensive guy that was just playing D. And he always thought, could this guy get a few more points? And now you're just seeing him play with more confidence and also growing with a team that's become better and better every year to the point where they are right now, where they're scoring 7 goals a game. So it's just knowing the situation you are and taking advantage of it. And there's some great players that have great offensive instincts that step into a team where maybe the forwards at that point aren't ready to take it to the next level. And I think you're just seeing the perfect storm with Morgan Rielly right now, where everything's falling into place. And like I said, he's not trying to do too much. He is taking what the game gives him right now, and he's running with it.
A conversation with Jason York on the Jeff Blair Show. The least forward lines right now, and we talked about how the top two lines in this team, they've got elite talent. Obviously when they're combined on the power play, it's something to behold. But do you think the Leafs are learning something about Casper Kapanen? Even though it's just 2 games that he's been on the line with Austin Matthews, there are a lot of people in this city, a lot of analysts I can remember Mark Savard in the summer talking about, you know what they should do? They should consider putting Casper Kapanen up front with Austin Matthews. He's being wasted on the fourth line. Do you think they're learning something about Casper Kapanen? Because again, last night, not just the points, his ability to disrupt the other team plays so well off of Austin Matthews that, again, just 2 games, but man, it looks so good together.
They really do. And you need a guy that's going to chase down pucks, hunt down defensemen on the forecheck, use their speed. And you've got to be a quick guy to play with a guy like Austin Matthews. And I think Kapanen, he's an underrated skater. And I love that little backhand sauce pass he made last night. And you just see the chemistry that's starting to develop within the two of them right now. He knows where Matthews is going to be. And Matthews, I remember that one-timer from last night, he just all of a sudden he stepped over and it's delivered on his stick. I agree with Savvy, Mark Savard. I think Kapanen is a guy that was maybe a little bit overlooked, and now you're seeing him get the opportunity, and he's making the most of it. And he's, to me, he's been the ideal fit with Matthews so far, and the stats don't lie.